schools have been closed for over 3 months now with no set date for when they will go back. Gatherings of children have been banned. Gatherings of any sort have been banned. So we can't do what we normally would for providing emergency education options. So we're working with the governments to have radio-based programming that can have just basic education around literacy, numeracy, health messaging, as well as some psychosocial support to children as well. Children in most of the communities that we work with won't have access to radios. So what we're doing is looking at providing solar-powered radios to children so that they can work in little groups of about 5 children with a helper assisting them to listen to the radio and to do exercises around it. So there's little questions that they ask and activities that they do so that we get around the issue of needing to supply batteries constantly. We're getting solar-powered or hand-cranked radios to as many children as we possibly can at the moment.
So at this point, how many more radios are needed and how many children are included in this program?
In Sierra Leone, our initial target is 2,000 radios. If we have groups of about 5 children at a time, that's 10,000 children. There are other partners working in other districts as well who are doing similar campaigns, and we're coordinating with each other to make sure that we don't duplicate efforts. Initial target in Sierra Leone will be 10,000 children. And any radio that we can procure and get out to communities would reach at least 5 children.
How are the lessons actually conducted?
So in Sierra Leone, they've already started. I think we're about 8 weeks into the radio program. And what it is there are teachers that are in Freetown, in the capital. Expert teachers are working with the Ministry of Education and partners as well to develop scripts for the radio. And then it's a teacher that teaches directly over the radio. So they talk to the children who are listening as though they can hear them and as though they can respond as well. So they'll say, good morning, children. Today we're going to learn about, and then they'll have a lesson around verbs and they ask questions and they have time for children to be able to respond as well.
How is your radio program being funded?
For the actual development of the radio program, partners have contributed to some extent, and then mainly it's the government of Sierra Leone and Liberia, repurposing their funds, because what they would normally be spending the education-based money for at the moment can't be spent because schools are not open. So with the programs that would normally be running, they've repurposed the funds to be able to pay for the broadcasting and pay for the script writing and those sorts of things. There's also a lot of volunteers, so a lot of people volunteering their time and their resources as well.
For the regions that you have already started this program, what has been the local reaction?
Families are very excited. Children are quite excited about it as well. The difficulty that we are having is that not enough children have access to radios. Within Freetown, which is the capital, there are a lot more radios available, but in the rural areas, it's not so easy for them to actually get access to a radio. They're very eager and they're wanting to be able to engage with it, but are limited by not having access.
I also understand that you all are including education regarding the Ebola virus into the curriculum as well.
So at the moment, a lot of the messages are not particularly child-friendly. They're accurate, but they're quite harsh for children. So we're looking at how we can make sure that the messaging is directed for children. Instead of just telling a small child, no touching, what can they do instead? So we look at how they can play with each other in a safe way. We look at what happens if somebody is sick, what it means why they can't go and visit somebody who's sick, or why they should not touch somebody who's sick, or why their parent could not touch them if they are sick. So we do it through stories and through songs and through ways that are a little more appropriate for children rather than just a strong no-touch message and a strong report to a hospital message.